a price war over a Great Lakes fish. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. It's the busy time of year for commercial fishing in the upper Great Lakes, but the price of whitefish is about half what it was 3 years ago. That's because of problems with international trade. Peter Payette is with our partners at Interlaken Public Radio, and he's covering this story. So what kinds of trade issues are affecting the whitefish industry?
Well, 2 years ago, when Russia annexed Crimea, Western countries responded by imposing sanctions on Russia. And Russia responded to that with its own sanctions, among which were bans on food imports from Western countries. Canada used to send a lot of fish over to Russia, a lot of whitefish, and all of a sudden that was not possible anymore. So all that fish started making its way into U.S. markets, particularly New York is a big market for whitefish. And so the markets, there's just been a lot of supply. And also the other advantage the Canadians have is that the Canadian dollar is worth 75 cents on the U.S. dollar. So that fish is cheaper for that reason as well. And that has really pinched American fishermen who were hoping that this past summer the sanctions would be lifted. Dustin Van Ornman is at Big Stone Bay Fishery. He runs a family business there. They fish and process fish. And he says it has been a little bit of a price war,
which makes it hard to put a lot of fish in your freezer and bank on getting, you know, good money right now. I would think that as that sanction, if it's lifted, we would see the fish start to move back towards Russia and Ukraine. And that would just start to take some of the pressure off right here, which then again would bring prices back up.
So why is it so important for Great Lakes fishermen to sell fish in New York?
Well, here's the problem with fishing for whitefish in the Great Lakes is the time when there's the most demand for fish in the summer, when there's lots of people in restaurants and people want to grill fish in their backyard, that's when it's the hardest to catch whitefish. They're out deeper. They're hard to get at. In the fall, they're easier to get because they come into shallower water, but there's not as much demand around here. And that's why New York is important, because there's a lot of Jewish delis in New York that sell a lot of fish, and particularly in early October. Holidays like Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah drive a lot of demand for fish. And then there's just big smokehouses in New York that buy and smoke a lot of fish and sell it there and elsewhere and are big buyers. So that's where fish can go at a time when they are not selling as much to their neighbors.
So what does all of this mean for the commercial fishing families here in Michigan?
Well, it's not good. The price is certainly down. But when we say the price has been cut in half or thereabouts, bear in mind that that's from about 3 years ago, and those were the highest prices ever paid for whitefish, according to fishermen I spoke with. So even though the price is quite a bit lower than it was very high back then. A lot of these, the bigger processors and handlers are turning more and more towards local markets. They're making sure they're doing everything they can to sell fish in Michigan before trying to sell it on wholesale markets and shipping it by the truckload out to New York. The big question will be over the next couple of weeks, are commercial fishers being told we're not buying? Will some of these handlers say, look, there's no demand. I don't want to put this fish in my freezers. We're just not buying as much this fall. And that's going to be playing out right about now.
Peter Payette with Interlaken Public Radio. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Rebecca.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.